Good afternoon. This is Dana and
this is Monica. How are you?
Great. Thank you for tuning in to Hype Beauty Hair Skin and Fitness Podcast. Today's episode, one of a three-part series, we will focus on how to stay fit and fine over 40 and beyond. Let me start by stating, when it comes to getting and staying fit at 40 and beyond, here are some helpful tips that will help your 40 and beyond journey. I know as far as being in shape and staying active, I have to maintain as far as a journal and also experience wellness and fitness in my journey, making sure that my metabolism is staying far as like elevated. But not only that, my body is constantly changing. My weight loss, my weight gain, and through aging, metabolism slows down once we reach a certain age, especially during our 40s and beyond. Maintaining consistent far as routine is a must. And Monica, I find it harder to shift any unwanted weight thanks to the age-related slowing of the metabolism over 40, slowing, and I noticed that it's harder to maintain my muscle mass. Have you noticed this as well?
Yes, Dana, I do, actually. I noticed that I had to kind of implement more strength training into my workouts once I got over 40 because of the, you do lose muscle mass, especially when you're constantly, trying to watch your weight and your diet change, and you're not getting in enough, fluids and things like that. And you're, not doing the proper exercise, you will tend to lose that muscle mass just based on age and also with your activity level. So yes, absolutely, Dana.
All right. To stay fit in your 40s and beyond, here are some of my tips that I would like to give and to share. You need to exercise regularly. Ideally, 2 to 3 times a week, speed walking, which I know I find very helpful for me because it burns a lot of calories, jogging, elliptical machine, treadmill, Zumba, Pilates, virtual and non-virtual, swimming, aerobics, cycling, and many more different high and low impact exercises. You might need to create regimens for you before and during after work that need to help you on your fitness journey. Another one is to eat more protein. Protein is essential for post-workout muscle recovery, a fact that becomes more important the older we get. We need to consume more protein. And it's not just recovery where protein is important. It's also, it will help you keep and feeling more fuller for longer as far as doing throughout your day. Make sure that you're consuming those carbs, those good carbs and proteins. It builds up your muscle, which turns into increase your metabolism rate, boosting up your energy. I know I find that throughout my day, after I consume protein and like a protein shake or some foods that have that's high in protein, fish and different other things in which I'm consuming every day, it helps me maintain my energy level. And it helps me fuel up before I exercise. Good sources of protein include lean meats such as chicken, turkey, beans, lentils, fish, and tofu, just to name a few, will help you. And along with you preparing your meals, as far as with your meat, be sure to opt for healthier cooking methods such as grilling and air frying. And I know, Monica, that's one of your like cooking techniques, air frying. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Absolutely, Dana. I love my air fryer. That was a heaven sent, and I'm late on the scene with the air fryer because I just got one for this past Christmas. But it actually allowed me to reincorporate some of those, fried food dishes that I do love, like fried shrimp and fish, because I don't really eat chicken and I don't eat meat. But I love my fried shrimp and a nice hot piece of fried fish, but I didn't like having to, deal with the grease. I wanted it. I would sacrifice to eat every now and then, but my air fryer, to put my shrimp, my battered shrimp in there, my fish, and to come out just as crispy as it was in grease without the calories. I mean, without the fat. You still don't have the calories, but without the extra fat from the grease is definitely the way to go. And it's a good way to incorporate your less healthier options into your diet plan, to be able to still enjoy it, within moderation. That was the best thing that the air fryer gave me, was it gave me back some of those fried food options that I normally would, you know, avoid, and able to eat without all the extra fat and grease, because I actually do it a healthier options I use, like the plain go bit bread crumbs rather than the flour. I use the almond flour rather than white flour. So there's good substitutions that you can use to kind of cut back on the carbs too, where you don't have to use the white flour, as well as getting the benefit of having a nice piece of hot fried shrimp or fish. So I love it, Dana, absolutely. And I hope our listeners have an air fryer. And if you don't, definitely go out and get one, because it's a good investment and you're going to absolutely love it.
Okay, but that's great, Monica. Thank you for those helpful tips on that air fryer. Okay, my next one is workout to maintain muscle. In addition to my cardio exercise and uplifting my protein intake, it is also important to factor in strength training into your workout routine in order to build and preserve muscle. As stated earlier, as far as your muscle mass, it decreases within every decade, and especially after your 30s. For me, 2 days of training, a half an hour to 45 minutes a day, it is totally up to the individual to split this into an upper body, lower body, and across multiple days. For example, for me, some of my best techniques for arm exercises include arm circles, punches, tricep dips, and bicep curls, and other different techniques that I use, like when I'm walking or when I'm just sitting down, I try to incorporate these things like arm curls. And then another best workout for me is my abs. I might include crunches, including different like bicycle crunches or low impact ab workouts. The best one as far as working out your legs, you may want to try some squats, lunges, calf raises when you're watching TV or when you're out and about with your family. And the best part of it, make sure that you talk and discuss this with your provider before you incorporate all these additional muscling workouts. So then you're making sure that you're doing it the correct way and you're not going to hurt yourself. You could also try protein powders, whether added to post-workouts, your smoothies, before and after your workouts and meal substitution. Regular exercise and healthy diet will result into improve your mental and physical health into your 40s and beyond. Stay tuned. We'll be right back following these commercial messages. Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Monica and Dana with Hype Skin, Beauty, Hair, and Fitness. Hi, Dana. Well, today, to add to what you were talking about staying fit and fine over 40 with the physical activity, the ways you can change some of those options with the good healthy eating, with the air fryer, I wanted to add some of the most important pieces. Well, another important piece to that is your basic, skincare regimen. Once you reach over 40, of course, and I'm going to do a little recap of some of our other shows when we talk about how the skin loses collagen and other nutrients as we age. So we definitely want to make sure we incorporate a good skincare regimen. We definitely want to make sure we are getting very well hydrated, drink plenty of water. All of that goes hand in hand with staying fit and fine over 40. One of the things I want to elaborate on with me having my own skincare and hair care line, as well as a salon, the best skincare routine for your 40s is add a hydrating serum and moisturizer. Your barrier isn't solely to blame for your skin's sudden state of deceleration as far as moisturization, but you have to put those things back into your skin. So you want to make sure you use moisturizers that have natural amino acids and vitamins, like vitamin A. Vitamin A is really good for the skin. Vitamin E is really good for, the texture and skin discoloration. Vitamin A also is good for wrinkles. I want to elaborate on that for a minute. Retinol is a form of vitamin A that's really good for the skin. And you also want to take care on how you apply your moisturizers when you're doing your skincare regimen. You don't want to pull it down because, of course, as we age, gravity is setting in, everything is eventually, if we live long enough, going to go down anyway. So we want to make sure we do an upward circular motion, upward kind of, counterclockwise, up on the cheeks, up on the neck, and anything that you do on your face, want to make sure you do the same skincare regimen for your neck because they all both age hand in hand. You don't want your skin on your face to be nice and smooth and your neck to be, nice and, all wrinkly. So Dana, what do you find that works best for you for your, basic daily skincare regimen when you, do your skin cleansing and your moisturizing to get your day started?
I normally steam. I like steam in my face to get all those extra impurities out of my skin. As far as harsh chemicals that we endure every day when we go outside or any place that might have a lot of different pollution and air quality. But one thing I love to put on my face, Monica, is collagen and hyaluronic acid. And I find it that it does diminish a lot of my wrinkles and fine lines in my skin.
Absolutely, it does. That's exactly what that is. That's a really good amino acid for the skin. And what it does is it builds the dermis of the skin. It puts back those, vitamins and things that we lose that actually naturally depletes with age. Of course, diet and exercise has a factor in that too. You want to make sure that you have a good, daily physical regimen, whether it's just taking a few, walks a few days a week, as long as you're getting some sort of exercise in and diet. Diet is definitely the key. If you're eating high fatty, greasy, refined, sugary, high carb foods, whatever you put into your body comes out through your skin and your hair. That's one of the things that we want to make sure that our listeners know. What you're putting into your body is what's going to come out. So, if you have joint pain, aches and pains, your skin is peeling and itchy, you're suffering with eczema. A lot of people over 40, for some reason, they come down with psoriasis. And what that is, psoriasis is actually an arthritis of the skin. That's what a lot of people don't realize. It's an arthritis of the skin. And it can cause dry, flaky, scaly, just very unattractive, skin texture. So that's one thing that people, you want to make sure we take care of our bodies, put good things into our bodies, good things on our skin, because we'll have good results in the end.
I wanted to ask you a question, too. What kind of products would you recommend?
I would recommend, I have some a really good skincare line with Natural Native Skincare with my Brazilian Beauty Bar salon, and I have a really good exfoliating wash that has jojoba beads in it. It also has crushed coconut shell, aloe, and the hyaluronic acid. So it actually does a couple of things. It exfoliates all the dead skin cells off of your face and adds that moisturization back into your skin as well. And if you have a chance to visit my website, BrazilBeautyBar.com, to purchase these items, that's wonderful. And also BrazilBeautyBarSupply.com is our second website as well. But if you're more of a natural person, you kind of want to do the DIY home remedy things, then I would recommend you using aloe vera gel. Aloe vera gel is a really good agent to put on your skin to put back moisturization into the skin and build back, the actual texture of the skin. And coconut oil. Coconut oil is a natural antifungal. It's a natural skin moisturizer. It does so many wonderful things for our body. But be mindful, if you are allergic to tree nuts, you do want to be sure to not use too much coconut oil because you could have an adverse reaction. A lot of people don't really know that. When you have tree nut allergies, you might not want to use the coconut oil, but you can use shea butter. So you have another better option. I mean, shea butter is really good as well to put on the skin. good moisturization, helps the skin coloration, helps rebuild the skin texture. And, you know, it just helps us. You can use that from head to toe. You know, it's really good for after shaving, for a lot of different things. So I also have a charcoal mask. If you're into doing a good facial, you want to deep clean your skin, I do have a natural native charcoal mask. You can put on your face, but it's set for 20 minutes. It opens and pulls off the blackheads and all the dirt off the pores. You want to make sure you do a good facial with a mask at least once a month. And then follow up with a good moisturizer. Always, even if you have oily skin, you can use a non-oil moisturizer. We do carry one that has the hyaluronic acid in it. It has aloe and it has chamomile, which kind of soothes and calms the skin and also tightens the skin texture. And if, again, if you want to do that natural stuff and do the DIY, shea butter and aloe vera and your coconut oil, if you're able to use that, are good things to also, and grapeseed. Grapeseed oil builds up the skin texture as well. It's good for cellulite. It's good for skin coloration, for softness, for extra dry skin, and tea tree. Tea tree is really good if you have that psoriasis that I mentioned. If you got psoriasis, really bad dandruff, flaking of the skin, some good tea tree oil will take care of all of that. So those are some good, you know, helpful hints that I hope you guys can, you know, implement into your daily routine to stay fit and fine over 40.
Oh, that's great, Monica. And I will surely be using some of those products that you mentioned from your product line, especially using aloe vera. I will definitely be incorporating that. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. as we continue our three-part series. We will focus on episode 2, How to Stay Fit and Fine Over 40 and Beyond.
Thank you for tuning in today to Hype Skin, Beauty Hair, and Fitness Podcast. See you next time.